Ain't nothing like getting a good report, eh, man?
Right.
That make anybody
feel. That lets us know that prayers is working.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. We see it out of Brother Eddie. We see it out of Sharon now. I tell you.
He watches over all of us.
Hallelujah.
You realize it or not. He's with you every day.
Bless them, Lord.
Wonderful,
brother.
Amen.
Woo!
I mean, she sent her daughter and sister them singing that, you know.
Amen, Brother Ed. Amen.
This is for Miranda and Mark. Robin White.
Upon the rock, and the rains came.
Yeah. Amen.
The rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up. And the house of the rock stood firm.
Hey. Amen.
The foolish man built his house upon the sand.
That's right.
The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came a-tumbling down. So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Bless you, bless you.
So build your house on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessings will come down.
That's right.
Yeah.
The blessings come down as your prayers go up. The blessings come down as your prayers go up.
Good.
The blessings come down as your prayers go up. So build your life on the Lord.
Amen. Sister Rita, mm-hmm. Sister Lucy, I'll tell you right now, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. My house is on the rock, amen. Hallelujah. That was some good singing. I'm about ready to take them out on the road, amen. I saw several people tapping their foot,
yep.
A lot of hand clapping, hand raising. Real good singing, amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm like Brother Ed, I didn't know we had this many people here. There's all kind of people slipped in here.
I turned around. I got to sing this song.
Oh, okay.
Brenda wants me to sing it again.
Sing it again.
Usually when I sing this song, I do a lot of crying, so don't pay no attention to me, okay? I'm waiting to go over into that glory land. There's a river somewhere that's called Jordan, and they say that it's deep and it's wide, and they say that a king and a beggar on that shore will stand side by side.
Amen.
At the crossing over Jordan, why should I be afraid? There'll be someone there who loves me and will guide me across that river to endless joys above. Oh, that river is dark and so stormy, but it will pass like a dream in the night.
That's right.
Then my soul will awake in the morning with regions of endless delight. At the crossing over Jordan, why should I be afraid? There'll be someone there who loves me and will guide me across that river to endless joys above. And you know what? One day I'm going to cross over into that promise.
Amen, man.
He gave me that promise that I could cross over and I don't have to worry about it.
Amen. Good job. All right. I think someone said we had some birthdays. She didn't run off. We got Brother Mitchell. I know he's had a birthday. Carolyn's left us. But how many others had a birthday?
Sybil had one Saturday.
Sybil had one?
Patty had one Saturday. Well,
you're looking for a Bible? There's some up here. I don't know where the Bible's everywhere in yet. They've been moved all over the place. See if that's any of them it.
You can use mine there.
Well, we'll sing happy birthday. Usually Carolyn helps me out with this. She passes out a Bible bookmarker, but I ain't sure exactly where she's at. But we'll go ahead and try to sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. I don't know, it may not be exactly right, but I want to thank the Lord for everybody here this morning. I'm glad to be here myself. I've been on the weather a little bit since Thursday. Some kind of head cold, heck, I don't know. I know one thing underneath my shirt, there's not no S. I'm not Superman, not even much of a man, to be honest with you. But I'm a saved man. If it was an S on there, that'd be what it'd be for, be saved. But we'll take our text out of Luke chapter 1. We're actually not going to be preaching out of Luke chapter 1. We're just going to use this verse for a springboard to the message today. But the very first verse of Luke chapter number 8. It says, and it came to pass afterward that he went, talking about Jesus, throughout every city and village, preaching and shewing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. We'll stop our reading right there. We're preaching today on the glad tidings. And we'll go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the thought you've given us, Lord, for this service this morning. We thank you, Father, for those that are here to hear it, those that are listening by way of the live stream, that are here by way of the internet. We just want to give you praise, Lord, for those glad tidings. Thank you, Lord, that not only, Lord, that you give them, but Lord, you're also the one that will fulfill them. Some of the songs this morning, Lord, we're about what we're looking forward to. Lord, getting home. Lord, crossing that river, getting out of our miseries here, entering to the joys of the Lord, catching up with our family. Like Brother Ed said, we'll know even as we'll know one another. What a blessing that'll be to be in that celestial city. And we'll thank you, Lord, Father, for all you've already done, what you're going to do in this little church. We'll give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. We're preaching about the glad tidings. And in Genesis chapter number 12, you don't have to turn there, just listen. I'm going to be all over the Bible today. Abraham, he got the news of the glad tidings, and he got them at the age of 75. Now, I was 34 years old when I got the news of the glad tidings. The only reason I'm saying that is it's never too late.
Right. That's right.
As long as you've not died in your sins,
that's right.
There's still time.
Amen.
Yes, little Lucy, she got up there and sung that song. Build your house on the rock, not on the sand. You can get saved young. You can get saved old. But if you die in your sins, I promise you this, there's no hope,
no
hell, only hell to look forward to.
Amen.
But Jesus preached those glad tidings, Sister Vonnie, in every city, and in every village. He wanted everybody to know about the glad tidings. Like I said, Abraham was 75 years old, Brandon, when he heard about these glad tidings. God told him this when he gave him them glad tidings, Brother Ed. He said, get up out of this. He was down in the land of Earl of Chaldees, or I can't even say the word now. Earl of the Chaldees. He was down in that land. God told him to get up from there and go to a land that I will show thee up. Now, we began our journey 34 years ago. And I'm still in that journey right now.
Amen.
Abraham was in his journey for 100 years.
Amen.
He died at the age of 175.
Right.
So for 100 years, Brenda, he was looking for a city that had foundations. I'm looking also like Abraham for a city that's got foundations.
Right. Amen.
But Abraham's brother Mitchell, he had to get up to obtain the glad tidings, to receive the promises of God. He had to get up from where he was and go where God led him or told him to go. And that's, this will be a little difficult message to preach. Like I said, I'm all going to be all over the Bible. But he was told to get up out of the land of the Chaldees, Ur of the Chaldees, and go to a country. And in Genesis 12:1, it was a country, Bonnie, that God was going to show him.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
I've never seen heaven. But God said he was going to show Abraham this country. And Abraham, I guess, Bonnie, I don't know. Maybe he settled for the next hill. Mm. As he's going, you know, he's going, he's looking for a city.
Yeah.
Right.
That's got foundations.
Amen.
Whose builder, maker is God. And Brother Donnie, as he's going, you know, me and Brother Donnie, we get out there. Some reason or another, we walk way too far. Last time we went there, and about killed us both. We walked way too far and they found out. But we think, you know, maybe just around that next curve.
Right.
Maybe over that next hill. Maybe down yonder. We believe him enough to go there, don't we? I mean, he would have put my boots, he put blisters on both his heels. And he didn't have his. But that's kind of where Abraham was. He's going, he's seeking, and he's hoping to get there.
Yeah.
It took him 100 years.
Amen.
He died 175 years old.
Yeah.
Said, well, I for sure know all of it. I don't even, my birthday's next month. I'll be 69. I just soon get on that while I'm a young man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Amen.
I just soon get on out. I know Job said, wearisome days are appointed unto me. I just soon not go through the wearisome days. I'd kind of like to get out while I still got a little life left in me. But anyway, that country, God said he would show it to him. God told Abraham, he said, Abraham, I'll bless you.
Yeah.
And not only that, he said, I'll make you a blessing in the next verse, Genesis 12, verse 2.
Yeah.
You know, Abraham, he not only received the blessings of God, but he ended up being a blessing. He helped a lot of people. He rescued his nephew Lot when he got subdued by some kings, you know, down there in Sodom. He got rescued by Abraham. He brought him back. God blessed Abraham, made him a blessing. And God will do the same thing with us if we'll stay on course. He'll bless you. He'll make you a blessing. And God told Abraham, now this is a little bit over Abraham's head. God told Abraham, not only will I bless you and make you a blessing, God told Abraham that in him shall all the families of the earth be blessed in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3.
Yeah.
And that's a reference to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, in the genealogy of Jesus, you go back 42 generations, Sarah, from Jesus, and there's Abraham.
Yeah.
42 generations.
Yeah,
right.
And God made that promise to him. He said, Abraham, in you shall all the nations of the world be blessed. That's a promise that came through Jesus.
Yeah,
Abraham couldn't do it. But Abraham was part of it.
Right.
Abraham was faithful. He was a friend of God.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man that God could use. And he was in the genealogy of Jesus. And when God said, in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed, he actually wasn't talking about him.
Right.
He was talking about through his seed, which is Christ, was the seed of Abraham, seed of David. Verse 4 says that Abraham, let me just turn over there. I'm still in Luke. Now I'm pretty much preaching verse by verse right here out of Genesis chapter 12. But it said Abraham departed from that place. Let me see where I'm at here. Abraham departed from the place as the Lord had spoken unto him. And when he departed, Abraham, he made an altar. Oh, I'm in the wrong chapter. No wonder it didn't look right. All right, here we go. And Abraham departed as the Lord spoke to him. I was in chapter 13. And Abraham departed as the Lord spoke to him. And Lot went with him. He took somebody with him. Yeah. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And those glad tidings got Abraham started on his journey. He took Sarah and his nephew Lot with him. Verse 5, the Bible tells us that they're given unto us, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, given unto us exceeding great promises. But you know what? Abraham had to get up out of Ur of the Chaldees to get those promises. But since he did get up, since he did get going, since he did go like God told him to go, he received those promises. We can too. I'll just tell you right now, if you want to get blessed, come where the blessings are. There wasn't no better place this morning. That was some good singing this morning. Boy, I thought about that. Boy, that was some good singing this morning. And I was thinking, I'm glad I was here to hear it, amen. But, you know, he had to get going to get those blessings. And as he's going, God starts giving him those promises. You see, Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, God not only promised Abraham land, I'm back in it, turn the wrong page here. Verse 7 there, God said, I'm going to give you all this land, Abraham. Yeah. And Brother Ed, when God told him, I'm going to give you all this land, first thing he did, he built him an altar.
That's right.
And the reason he built him an altar is because he started having a fellowship with the Lord, and he's worshiping the one that's given him all these blessings. But you know, God not only told him he's going to give him that land, he'll look here, God said, unto thy seed. Abraham ain't got no children. But Brother Mitchell, God said, you're going to have some seed. You're going to have some children, boy. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there he built an altar unto the Lord that appeared unto him. We're preaching about the glad tidings. And Abraham, as he's going, he just keeps getting more glad tidings. You know, I have to admit, as I've been going 34 years, even this morning, as I was reading my Bible this morning, just glad tidings. Things that are yet to be, yet they're on the way, that are soon to be, that I'll see. Those glad tidings the Lord gives. And he tells Abraham, he said, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to your seed.
Right.
And it was so much. Verse 8 said he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. He's still worshiping. He's still going. And the Bible tells us that Abraham went out not knowing where he's going. That's in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. I told you it's going to be all over the Bible. But Abraham was letting God lead in his life. And all Abraham doing, Brother Donnie, he's just following God.
That's it.
Now, I know there's a lot of different gods down here, a lot of different religions, a lot of different things, and they want to know which one's the right one. And they say theirs is better than ours, or equal to ours, or whatever. But Abraham is following the footsteps of the one that left the footsteps on the water. And God is leading in Abraham's life, and God wants to lead in our life.
Amen.
All He wants us to do is follow. And as we follow, we find everything that we have need of, that He promised to supply out of His riches and glory. I mean, just handfuls on purpose.
Right.
I mean, things I don't even need, I find.
That's right.
One thing in our house, we ain't got no place to put nothing. I told my wife, it's kind of hard to tell her anything, but I said, we don't need no more honey. I went out there last, actually this morning, I didn't go out there last night, I didn't feel like going out to the box last night. Well, I went to the mailbox this morning, and there's boxes and bags in there of stuff she's ordered. And I said, I don't even have no place. It's piled. Whatever food drive, I just throw it in there. I don't care. We got it stacked to the ceiling. You've been there, ain't you, Donna? Stuff sitting everywhere. But those handfuls on purpose. David said, I have been young, now I'm old.
Right.
I've yet to see the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread.
Yeah.
I'm talking about he burns my bread on both sides.
Right.
Amen. And all God wanted Abraham to do was let him lead him in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, Abraham, all I want you to do is follow me. That was glad tidings to Abraham. You know, John Baptist, Jesus said, wasn't there born a woman greater than John Baptist? You know what John Baptist said? He said, I must decrease, he must increase.
Right.
And you know, the more the Lord has his way in our lives, the more we're able to see the Lord.
Amen.
But when I'm doing the driving, somehow or another I forget about the Lord. And when I'm doing the leading, sometimes I have to stop and wait for the Lord or go back to where I left him, man. I'm just telling you, we got to let him lead, amen.
Right.
But Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. And Abraham was letting God lead in his life, and all he was doing was following.
Yeah.
Everywhere Abraham goes, Brother Eddie pitches a tent as he goes.
Yeah.
Now, I've had several tents. And one thing I know about tents, they've got poles and they got stakes. And they don't have no foundation.
That's right.
Now, Brother Mitchell, this tent's working pretty good for Abraham.
Right.
Because he's having to move a lot.
Amen. That's right.
But he's headed somewhere where he ain't going to move no more.
Right.
I mean, when he gets there, buddy, no more tent needed, no more stakes needed. When he gets there, I'm talking about, buddy, when he finally does arrive to this celestial city, it's not only got 12 foundations, their garnish was precious stones.
Oh my.
I mean, it's beautiful.
There you go.
He ain't going to need no more tent stakes for him.
Amen.
This tent's working pretty good for Abraham. Because he's on his way to this city whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
He heard the glad tidings. I'm just going to guess Jesus appeared to Abraham and said, I've got a better place for you, Abraham.
That's right.
He said, not only is it better, Miranda, he says far better.
Amen.
I mean, down here, I have to admit, sometimes I get a little discouraged. I see some of this stuff going on down, I think, what is wrong with these people? I mean, they've gone crazy.
That's insane, crazy.
I mean, they complain about everything. They burn the town down and do without. And where I'm going, there'll be no more complaining. There'll be no more riding. There'll be no more, we're preaching tonight on that Antichrist spirit. There'll be no more Antichrist spirit raising its ugly head in our society. You know, these crazy lunatic, whatever you want to call them, that any way but God's way. I'll mention one thing real quick that I'm going to preach about tonight. Does anybody know why they took the Ten Commandments out of schools? I found out. The Supreme Court ruled that they need to be removed out of the classroom for this reason. They're afraid children might read them and believe.
Right.
That's why they're
right.
God is good. Yes. Well, we see the opposite side of that cord now.
Right.
They're killing parents, killing one another, shooting the teacher, 6-year-old just shot a teacher.
Right.
But you see that Antichrist spirit, it wants that gold. It wants to remove those glad tidings, and it wants to put something in its place that ought not be there. Amen.
Right. That's right.
right.
As Abraham's going, like I said, he's looking for that city that's got foundations. And I'm going to guess in Abraham's heart, he said, maybe it's over this next hill.
Yeah.
In Revelation chapter 21, verse 19, 20 mentions that city, mentions those foundations, 12 of them. And it tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16, that Abraham's desiring a better country, that is a heavenly country, where God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city. I'm going to that city, glory to God. I don't know if you got that or not. You listen to this, let this sink in. Said Abraham was desiring a better country, that is a heavenly country, where God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 16. And Abraham, he stayed that course. You know, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 and 11 says, Jesus is not ashamed to call us His. Amen. But Abraham, he stayed that course. And Abraham, he finished that course, like I said, the age of 175 years old. Genesis chapter 25, verse 7. But those glad tidings, they kept Abraham going. Now, he had a few things. One of them, like all of us, you know, it's hard to wait 25 years for a promised son. So Abraham's wife Sarah said, I'll tell you what you do. You go into my handmaid, my Egyptian handmaid Hagar, and she'll have a son, and we'll call it our son. Well, that did happen. And his name was Ishmael. He wasn't the promised son. And even to this day, I'm telling you, he's the father of the Arabs. The Muslims this day still fight with the Israelites. That shouldn't have never happened. Well, we've got a lot of things in our life just like that that happened that shouldn't have never happened. I would to God I could make better decisions. I don't always make good decisions. But I would to God I could make better decisions. But Abraham made a bad decision right there.
That's right.
Well, when he finally did have this promised son, it was almost like Mary having Jesus. It was completely impossible. It ceased with Sarah after the manner of women. You women know what I'm talking about right there. It was impossible for Sarah to have a child. And yet she had one. And his name was called Isaac. It means laughter. They both laughed about this son. So they just named him Laughter, and he was a blessing, amen. But God had promised that boy to Abraham when he's 75 years old. And it wasn't until Abraham turned 100 that he got that son. But some things are worth waiting for. But Abraham kept going on the glad tidings of God. He stayed on course. He didn't waver. I'm telling you right now, he got blessed as he went because he kept going. As God led him in his life, he kept going.
Right.
There are a lot of things about God I don't understand, see? I've buried two daughters. I ain't got a clue. I just know this. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. First one, boy, it didn't ever take wind out of my sails. The second one, I could see it coming. The second one, I pleaded with my daughter and said, honey, I'm watching you die. And ain't nothing I can do about it. I know one thing. My devotions that I'm reading from last year and this year is her Bible. Some of the stuff she wrote in her Bible is monumental to me right now. As I read in there about her reading scriptures and getting blessed and saying, God has truly blessed me today. God has showed me this today. As I'm reading it, Brother Ed, I'm gleaning from it. It's part of those glad tidings that Jesus come down here and preached to every city and every village. I'm telling you, we got ears to hear, but we just don't hear it. Brother Donnie called me this week, and he'd heard something. I don't know, he might have been listening to CD, might have been listening to radio, but he heard something, called me up. I said, amen, brother. Amen. I'm just telling you, We got ears. We need to use them.
That's
right. Abraham, when he heard these glad tidings, it got him going. I tell you, when you hear the glad tidings, it'll get you going too. Amen. But Abraham finally got that promised son at the age of 100. I'm telling you, it was a modern day miracle, just like the birth of Mary with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Those glad tidings were given to Abraham. They're given to us too. Before I get on this point, I guess some people would consider Abraham a nomad. But he wasn't a nomad, Sister Bonnie.
No.
He was a yes man. Whatever God told him to do, he just did it. The Bible said he staggered not at the promise of God, but was rich in faith. But not only was he a yes man, but he wasn't mad. He was a yes happy man. Psalms 144 verse 15 says, happy is that people whose God's the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah, happy is that people's in such a case. As he's going through the end, he's not a nomad, he's a happy yes man. He's saying yes to everything God says, things that don't even make no sense. I mean, when God told him to offer up Isaac on the altar, the Bible said he believed that God was even able to raise him from the dead. He just put everything in a positive context.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't worry himself to death, brother. Brother Ed said, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
That's my only boy.
Yeah.
I waited 25 years for this boy.
Yeah.
The Bible said he staggered not.
Right.
But he was rich in faith.
Yeah.
He believed that God could even raise Isaac from the dead.
Yeah.
Would to God we had a little bit of that in us. Amen?
Amen.
But anyway, what I want to say here, the same promises, the same glad tidings that God gave Abraham, he gave unto us. You find them in John chapter 14. Verse number 1-3.
Yeah.
And would to God we'd be doers, not hearers only of this. Jesus says to us, let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me. That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Don't be troubled.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Right.
I remember hearing a story about a woman. She said it'd be all right. God will take care of it.
That's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Bible tells us to cast our care upon Him. He cares for us. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. He'll sustain you. Psalms 55, verse 22. 1 Peter 5, 7. But He says, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house. This is the glad tidings that Abraham heard. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions.
Yeah.
You got the right Bible, it's got mansions in there.
That's right.
If it were not so, he said, I would have told you. In other words, he said, these are glad tidings. This is true promises. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. I've got a place up there for me. Amen?
Yeah.
I might lose this one down here, but I can't lose this one up there.
Amen.
And he said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Stay the course, beloved. There is a better country.
Yeah, that's right.
Whose builder and maker is God.
Yeah.
Bible said that Abraham counted him faithful.
Yeah.
Who made those promises.
Yeah.
We can count him faithful.
Yeah.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
Yeah.
For faithful is he that promised. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23. I'm just telling you, those glad tidings kept Abraham going.
That's right. Yeah.
Bless you.
He stopped, put that tent up,
right.
Go again.
Yeah. That's right.
It wasn't going to be too long. He wasn't going to need that tent no more.
No.
Thank you.
Kind of like a Sunday school lesson this morning. He said, don't worry about stuff.
Yeah.
Just come on.
Yeah.
He left the tent behind.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Jesus said this about Abraham in John chapter 8. He said he rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, that's hard to understand. 42 generations between Abraham and Jesus. And Jesus said he saw my day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's glad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what their glad tidings was.
Right.
He's looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of his faith. And I'll tell you what, that's what we need to do.
Right.
Just keep looking unto Jesus. There's going to be some stuff come our way. One thing I'm glad about, I know the Antichrist is mad. Let him be mad.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I know that he wants to sift me like wheat. Let him help himself.
Yeah.
You know what, Brenda? Darkness don't dispel light. Light dispels darkness.
Yeah.
I've got the advantage over the adversary.
Yeah.
He's the prince of darkness.
Yeah.
I'm a child of light.
Hey,
yeah, I just turned my light a little bit. I said, what's that you say? He said, I gotta go. You gotta leave. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, hallelujah. We're children of light. We're going to the city that God made, that celestial city. It's got 12 foundations. And when we get there, God said, to the place I'll show you. He'll show us. He'll say, this is a place I prepared for you. Somebody got these. Donnie's got this GPS. And it'll say, you have arrived. Well, that's what it'll be said out there. When we get there, it'll say, you have arrived. Amen.
Amen.
In our Sunday school lesson this morning, we mentioned in Luke chapter 16, terrible story about hell. It's like God pulled the lid off of hell so we could understand a little bit about it.
Yeah, that's right.
But two men died. One of them's a rich man. The other was a beggar.
Yeah.
I like the difference in the two deaths. The Bible said Lazarus died and was carried by angels.
Yeah.
Abraham, the rich man died and was buried. That shows you the difference.
Yeah.
In knowing God and not knowing God. Said the rich man died and was buried and in hell lifted up his eyes being in torment. I'm glad there's going to be a heavenly escort going to show up one day and it's going to say, hey, time to finish your course, time to go home, time to go to that great city. And when we get up there, we'll know, Sybil, even as we're known, you say,
right.
I know you. I remember you.
Yeah.
You'll say, I know you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll know even as we're known.
Yeah.
We get to heaven, we're going to know everybody.
Amen.
I've got more family up there
than
I got down here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of them I'm longing to see.
Right.
Haven't seen them in a while, Sarah. I'm longing to see them.
Yes.
I know where I'll find them at.
Amen.
When I finally get to where I'm going,
yeah. Right.
Right, Brother Jerry, I know I don't like y'all singing that song. But when I finally get to where I'm going,
yeah.
I'll know them and they'll know me.
Yeah, that's right.
Those glad tidings.
Oh my goodness.
Father, thank you for those glad tidings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus, you said if it wasn't so, you said I'd have told you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those glad tidings, Lord, they keep us going.
Yes.
Lord, each and every day we're thinking maybe this is a day. We're going to get out of here. As I'm watching things, events come to be, Lord, all like a compass pointed to your return to come get your church to take us out.
Yeah.
I know, Lord, we've not been pulling under wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know you're going to get us out, Lord, for the bad hits. But Lord, I tell you right now, like John said in John of old in Revelation, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I can't get out of here quick enough for me.
That's right.
But I thank you for those glad tidings in Jesus' name. I ask your blessings on this message. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, I ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jerry and Sister Sharon. Sing one verse of an invitational hymn. You may not need to do a thing. But if you do need an opportunity to do something, we're giving you that opportunity. I like that message.
Yeah.
I'm going because of those glad tidings.
That's right.
I know where I'm going because of those glad tidings.
That's right.
One day I'm going to get to where I'm going. Amen.
Amen.